I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. My name is Jacques and welcome to For the Record, a show where I dig through my record collection, take out an album, and we do a deep dive. Spinning this week on For the Record, a band once labeled as the most dangerous band in the world. Five kids from the wrong side of the tracks living on the Sunset Strip, personifying sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Their debut album, which we've done before on For the Record, became the best-selling debut album of all time in the United States. Fast forward 4 years later, millions of albums later, tour after tour after tour, and the band was looking a little different. Spinning this week on For the Record, it's Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion, Part 1. Part 1, in case you're not super familiar with Guns, implies that there is a Use Your Illusion Part 2, but more about that next week. I said the band was looking a bit different round about this time, mainly because drummer Steve Adler had been fired due to his drug abuse. Singer Axl Rose.
Steven, we gave him every ultimatum. We tried working with other drummers. We had Steven sign a contract saying if he went back to drugs, then he was out.
Yeah.
He couldn't leave his drugs. And other things have happened involved with Steven, that Steven is basically someone I used to know. It makes me feel bad, but there's other things beside the band that he was involved in with his drugs that have been very dangerous and scary, and that I want nothing to do with him.
It's a little hypocritical on the rest of the band's behalf. So, to replace him, the Cult's drummer, Matt Sorum, was brought in, and he handled everything on the Use Your Illusion albums. Also new to the band was keyboardist and pianist Dizzy Reed. He was an old friend of the band, and he was brought in 1990 already. He was invited by Axl Rose to contribute keys to the upcoming album and join the tour that'll follow. And, well, it's been 34 years, and he's still in the band. As for the rest, same old, same old. We'll talk recording in a bit, but let's kickstart this rock and roll show with the boys in Guns covering Sir Paul McCartney of the Beatles.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
So that's not the Beatles. It is, however, Paul McCartney and his band, Wings, and it's the theme from the James Bond film of the same name, Live and Let Die. Guns N' Roses released the cover of it on their album Use Your Illusion 1, and I gotta be honest, it's great. Here are the boys covering Wings.
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let
we'll be right back.
Die by Guns N' Roses covering Paul McCartney's Wings Band off today's For the Record Use Your Illusion Part 1. Recording for the double album began on January 13th, 1990 and went all the way until August 3rd, 1991. Bigger than the recording time was the amount of songs the guys wanted to record. Here's Axl Rose on an old VHS recording that sounds like someone threw it out of a car.
There's lots of kinds of material, basically with all kinds of different reactions in the press and this and that. It was kind of like the only way to show where we've been and to make ourselves happy was to just try to put it all out, try to put all the material out at once, which, you know, 148 minutes, that hasn't really been done.
That is a lot of material. One of the reasons the recording took so long is allegedly because of straight up not agreeing amongst the band members. There was some difficulty achieving the final sound, especially during the mixing stages of both albums. According to a 1991 Rolling Stone cover story, after mixing 21 tracks with engineer-producer Bob Clearmountain, the band decided to scrap the mixes and start from scratch with engineer Bill Price of Sex Pistols fame. In music magazine Classic Rock's 233rd edition, Bill Price recalled how things went exactly when it came time to mix. His words, "If Axl liked the mix, Slash didn't. And if Slash liked the mix, Axl didn't." He went on to say that Guns N' Roses still hadn't finished the record when their massive 18-month world tour started, so the last half dozen songs were recorded in random studios across America on days off between gigs. The band jumped back and forth between studios in Los Angeles and Hollywood and one random studio in a random Canadian town, and finally finished both albums. Guns guitarist Slash was a little more candid in an interview as to why the album took so long.
Success, you know, made it take a long time, that sudden realization of like being huge. And then there was the associated drug problems that you know, ensued.
And excuse the rant, but why in the heck did it take so long? Some of these songs were already written, and yes, I know that's how an album works most of the time. Write a song, learn the song, save the song, and then when recording time comes around, record the song. But, for example, the song Don't Cry, that was written by Axl Rose and rhythm guitarist Izzy Stradlin before Guns was Guns. Here's Axl Rose.
When we first wrote the song, it was the first song written for Guns N' Roses. Actually, we weren't Guns N' Roses yet, but, you know, it was starting to become a reality, and Izzy and I wrote a song and decided we needed to get back together.
It was written in 1985. The album was recorded way later. Surely in the years that followed, I don't know, they could have polished it so that it could help speed up the recording process. I need to calm down. Good things do take time, even if it is 20 months. Spinning off today's For the Record, it's Guns N' Roses Use Your Illusion Part 1 and the song Don't Cry.
Still love you, baby. Don't you cry. take it so hard now, and please don't take it so bad. I still be thinking of you and the time we had.
For the record on Nova 103.5. For the record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion, Part 1. At 1 minute past midnight on September 17th, 1991, only a month and a half after the recording process was finished, Guns N' Roses released both Use Your Illusion albums. It's estimated that the album sold 500,000 copies within 2 hours of release, and since then, they have sold north of 15 million copies each. Something interesting to note is Use Your Illusion Part 1 peaked at number 2 on the Billboard 200, and Part 2 peaked at number 1. But of course, getting back to the release, there was always controversy surrounding this band. So with a release, yep, controversy. Here's MTV's Kurt Loder.
Despite Guns N' Roses' commercial potency, however, more than 3,000 record stores will not be stocking their new albums. They belong to the family-oriented Walmart and Kmart chains, both of which have declined to carry the records, apparently, as a Walmart spokesman acknowledged, because of vulgar lyrics.
I know we can't predict the future, but if these people only knew what direction lyrics would be taking in the years to come. Random fact, and I love this. Since the album was releasing at 1 minute past midnight, that means that fans were going to start lining up to buy the album the night before. Someone saw this as an opportunity to promote his own new album.
In Manhattan, rock star Ozzy Osbourne took advantage of the crowds in record stores last night to promote his new album by shaking hands and signing autographs. He wasn't bothered by comments that he was trying to cash in on Guns N' Roses' popularity.
There's enough room for everyone. I don't care. I mean, good luck to Guns N' Roses. They don't need any luck, you know.
Oh, Ozzy, you beautiful, beautiful human. These albums were huge, and with huge albums comes a huge tour. The Use Your Illusion tour in support of the album kicked off on January 20th, 1991, and ended on July 17th, 1993. 194 shows in 27 countries, and it was a source of much infamy for the band. Riots, late starts, cancellations, and of course, Axl Rose being very outspoken. For starters, on November 7th, 1991, rhythm guitarist Izzy Stradlin quit the band after the release of Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. His last show was on August 31st, 1991 at Wembley Stadium. It was the hard partying ways after getting sober that weren't working for him anymore. Here's Izzy Stradlin.
It's the ultimate sobering effect, and that was my, I guess they call it your low point, where you kind of bottom out. I think around 89 I bottomed out, and I said, hey, I got to change. This isn't working for me anymore. And so then 89, 90, 91, I had 3 years of sobriety, 3 years of still being in Guns N' Roses. We're doing Use Your Illusions. We go out on the road and, you know, completely sober. And I don't know, there was a point in 91 where I was just like, I don't remember how old I was, but it was 91, and I was like, you know what? It's time to change, man. I'm pulling out of this thing. I've had enough. It's a little bit, it was absolutely out of control. And, I still loved all the guys. It was a really tough decision because these were like my buddies. We went through a lot together. And now we're all still friends. I talk to all these guys every week or two, and, we're all still good friends. But in 91, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something else, man. There's more to it than this. It's got to be more.
If you've ever read the lyrics to the opening track of Use Your Illusion 1, Right Next Door to Hell, you might find some of what Izzy was saying in that interview in the song. After all, he did co-write it. Aside from Izzy leaving, the most notable event was on Tuesday, July 2nd, 1991, at a show at the Riverport Amphitheater in Maryland Heights in Missouri near St. Louis, where Rose, as in Axl, spotted someone in the crowd recording the concert with a video camera. Well, he asked security time and time again, please get rid of that guy, please get rid of the guy, when he decided, you want to know what? I'm going to do it myself, and he jumped into the crowd. He returned to the stage and he uttered the famous words,
well, thanks to the lame-ass security, I'm going home.
Cue the now infamous Riverport riot. In the hours following Axl and, as such, the band leaving the stage, the audience had torn the venue to shreds. Axl Rose was eventually arrested, but a judge found him not guilty of inciting the riot. Consequently, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2's artwork, which I'll talk about in next week's episode, features a message in their thank you notes. F*** you, St. Louis. Coming up, the biggest single off the album. But first, it's the opening track of today's For the Record. Here's Guns N' Roses, Right Next Door to Hell.
Do you got me? Do you got me?
For the Record on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion Part 1. And I have a bit of a story to tell. I once upon a once had the opportunity to see Guns N' Roses live. It was like one of the greatest days of my life. We're talking bucket list stuff right now. So the group of people we had a shuttle booked that was going to take us to the venue and back. We had restaurants and bars booked for the journey to said venue. Music was filling the air, smiles all around, full bellies, rock and roll was truly alive. But throughout the day, there was something in the back of my mind, something that was bothering me. It was the month of November, and I was scared that Guns N' Roses were not going to play one of their biggest hits. After all, this does happen. I saw Iron Maiden, and they didn't even bother to play Run to the Hills. Back to my story. The fact that it was November was important to me, because if they did not play one of their biggest hits in the month of November, I was going to go full Axl and riot. November Rain. I won't lie, I was starting to get a little bit worried, but then, after 21 songs, came song number 22. And on November 29th, 2018, Guns N' Roses played November Rain in November. See? Poetic. Okay, fine, whatever. Maybe it's just me that likes this kind of stuff. November Rain was without a doubt the biggest single off Use Your Illusion Part 1. But fun fact, it was Use Your Illusion 2 that actually sold more copies as it contains more singles. But hey, we'll check that out next week. November Rain, the meaning of the song, quite straightforward. Here's the man who wrote it, Axl Rose.
November Rain is a song about not wanting to be in a state of having to deal with unrequited love.
The song actually found its origin in the early days of Guns N' Roses. With a bit more, here's the one and only Slash.
Guns had been together for a while. Axl had this piano music that he'd been working on. And it was this, I think it was like over 10-minute epic on piano. And at one point, we went into Sound City and started doing some demos for Appetite. And so we did all the songs that we had up to that point, and then Axl started playing November Rain. And I remember the way the song spoke to me, the guitar parts just came natural. And we did a rough version of that song, albeit 20 minutes long.
Given the fact that November Rain was written during the very early days of Guns N' Roses, there's a bit of an urban legend that suggests when the band was putting together their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, it came time to put a ballad on the album. November Rain was actually considered to be that ballad, but votes happened, choices were made, and ultimately another song went on the album as the ballad. My name is Jacques, and thank you for hanging out on today's episode of For the Record, where we took a look at the epic Use Your Illusion Part 1 by Guns N' Roses. Next week, Part 2, the bigger of the two albums, but ending today's show, the beautiful and quite long November Rain.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.